that. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in says he wants the remains of fallen soldiers to be recovered from the demilitarized zone dividing the country from North Korea. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers died during the Korean War in the 1950s. Many bodies are thought still to lie in the 4-kilometer-wide strip of land. Moon Jae-in was speaking at a Memorial Day commemoration in the city of Daejeon.
When South-North relations improve, we will push for the recovery of the remains in the DMZ, first of all. We will also be able to retrieve the remains of U.S. and other foreign soldiers who participated in the war. Everybody has to pay attention so that the future generation remembers their ancestors' commitment to the country and respects patriots and righteous people's lives.
Well then, what is known about the remains still to be found after the war all those years ago? I've been speaking to In Bum Chun. He's a retired lieutenant general in the South Korean, the ROK Army.
The South Korean government has had a project for recovering and identifying remains for the past 17 years. And they've been able to recover about just over 10,000 remains, of which approximately 10% are believed to be North Korean or Chinese. It's been a very active and a very important project for the Korean people.
The war was so vicious, so bitter, fought in such difficult conditions through the winter and so on. Why was it not possible to recover those bodies once the shooting stopped?
Well, although the shooting stopped, there was a lot of fluctuation from both sides. And so the majority of the European and American remains that could be recovered in friendly territory was recovered. But those remains in the North Korean occupied area was difficult. And then for the South Koreans, at that time, we just didn't have the ability to take care of those kinds of details. And we just started to do that from the year 2000. So for the past 17, 18 years, we've been doing that on the South Korean side of the country.
It's quite dangerous work, isn't it? Because there are still many mines, lots of unexploded ordnance in the ground left behind by the war.
Yes, it's not just, you know, ordnance, it's landmines. These are designed to maim and kill people who come into that area. So before anything is done for recovery and identification operations, we're going to have to breach the landmine fields, and it's not going to be very easy.
How significant then would it be if there were to be a joint operation finally to bring these souls to some kind of rest?
I think for Koreans, it has great meaning, because you must remember that this war was against brother and brother. So a lot of those remains are not, you know, just some other nation invading you. It has a more personal meaning here. So with that meaning as a background, that we would be able to cooperate with the North Koreans on such a project of humanitarian message, I think is quite significant.
And it is brother on brother, isn't it? There were families divided by different ideologies, by geography.
Yes, right after the war, approximately 10 million people were affected. And to this day, the family reunion is a very important humanitarian project for the Koreans.
You're a former army officer. There's a tendency to be very skeptical about what's happening in the diplomacy amongst army officers, both former and serving. There's still the awareness that the stated policy of the North Koreans is to take the whole peninsula by force if necessary. How do you feel about what's happening?
Well, you know, at this stage, this is a often used term, but we're optimistic, but it's only prudent to be cautious. So skepticism at this stage is a strong word. Let's just say we're being cautious, because we've been here before and we just want to make sure that we have good measures to fall back just in case. But we're hopeful.
When might something actually move on this, do you think? After the summit in Singapore?
I think we already realized that this is going to be a process. But I think a good signal is that if we did have a remains recovery kind of project by both North and South Korea, that it would indeed be a good sign.
That's In Bum-chun, a former lieutenant general in the South Korean army. Well, of course, against the background of the plans for the talks coming up in Singapore in just a few days' time, there is North Korea's ambitions to improve its economy. At the moment, North Korea's trade deficit with China has actually been increasing, and that's despite restrictions on the kind of trade that North Korea can do. So what does that tell us about the economy in the North? I've been speaking to Alex Wolf, senior emerging markets economist at Aberdeen Standard Investments in Hong Kong.
That's one of the primary reasons that the trade deficit, in fact, is expanding. It's because they're exporting far less than they used to China, largely because of the sanctions and Chinese sanctions enforcement. So most of the restrictions are on North Korean exports to prevent the regime from continuing to earn foreign currency receipts through trade. So these sanctions are severely limiting how much they can trade. And given the fact trade with China accounts for roughly 90% of total North Korean trade, the fact that China is enforcing these sanctions is causing the North Korean trade deficit to widen significantly.